It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
KSL News Time 3:45. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
today, a Latter-day Saint bishop accused of having child pornography won't be offered bail. Tim Hallows was officially charged today and will be in court for the first time on Wednesday. Hallows is no longer the bishop of the Wellington Ward in Kaysville. I'm Todd Fuchs.
Second, the name on Senator Mitt Romney's secret Twitter account that he uses for lurking. He's Pierre Delecto. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot. We're brought to you by Mountain America's lowest visa rate ever.
Don't forget northbound I-15, a little bit of under-speed traffic in Layton, and otherwise southbound I-15, just a little sluggish at the southbound south interchange. Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.
Plenty of sunshine afternoon, 54. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
It's 54 degrees. Now, KSL's top national stories from ABC News.
On the Senate floor, Minority Leader Chuck Schumer asks what happens when the ceasefire the U.S. negotiated with Turkey in northern Syria ends.
As a five-day, quote, pause on hostilities comes quickly to an end tomorrow, every member of this chamber ought to be asking, what is President Trump's strategy to secure the enduring defeat of ISIS?
Turkey's assault on the Kurds in northern Syria started after President Trump announced the withdrawal of U.S. troops. Defense Secretary Mark Esper says the U.S. may leave some forces in Syria to protect oil, not Kurdish allies, so the resource doesn't fall into the hands of ISIS. The nation's three largest drug distributors and a drug maker have reached a tentative $260 million settlement, averting the first federal trial over the nation's opioid crisis. Stocks closed higher on Wall Street, powered by gains in tech companies and banks. The Dow added 57 points. The S&P rose 21. The Nasdaq climbed 73. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. Have you been following this? Some of the most famous movie directors in the world are complaining about Marvel. I saw Endgame, and I think Thor said it best.
I like this one.
But legendary directors Francis Ford Coppola and Martin Scorsese say the Marvel movies are worthless. ABC's Jason Nathanson joins us live from Hollywood. Hi, Jason.
Hey, how's it going? Yeah, this all started a couple weeks ago with Martin Scorsese, who's on a press tour for his upcoming film, The Irishman, which is getting fantastic reviews. He was asked about Marvel movies, and he said that they're not cinema. He says he doesn't go to see them, but there's something else. They're not cinema. They don't make you feel emotion. You don't follow characters and their journeys. He feels that they're like amusement parks for theaters, and they've turned theaters into amusement parks. So he's not happy, says they're not cinema. That started a whole debate in Hollywood over the past couple weeks over whether or not Marvel movies are cinema. And now Francis Ford Coppola has weighed in, taking it a step further over the weekend while he's promoting, or he was given an award, and I think this was in France. He was asked about Scorsese's comments, and he said, when Martin Scorsese says that Marvel pictures are not cinema, he's right, because we expect to learn something from cinema. We expect to gain something, some enlightenment, some knowledge, some inspiration. He said, when Martin said it was not cinema, he didn't say it's despicable, which is what I say. So he's calling the movies actually despicable, going one step further than a Martin Scorsese is.
Jason, Coppola is 80 years old. Is this just old men with sour grapes?
I mean, that's one take on it. If you look online, read what people are saying. A lot of people are very hesitant to actually call them out. Because there's so much respect for both of these men in the film community and what they've done. But there are a lot of people who are disagreeing with them, for sure. Gently, nicely disagreeing with them. James Gunn, the director of Guardians of the Galaxy and creator and writer, big-time Marvel guys, basically said, look, they're wrong. They're saying that they haven't even seen the movies. Maybe you should see the movies first before you have this kind of opinion. But also, it's okay. We understand. People disagree. We get it. But he also had a good point over the weekend, James Gunn did, saying, look, people said this about Westerns, in the 30s and 40s and 50s. There were so many Westerns. People said that about Westerns. Then they said that about space movies. They've said that even about gangster movies, which both of these guys are very well known for. So to say this now, Marvel movies are just the latest punching bag.
Well, there are 8 billion reasons why they're wrong.
And Coppola could have given Al Pacino superpowers in The Godfather, but I guess it would have been a different movie, huh?
It would have been a very, very different movie. But it's funny. He said, part of Coppola's quote is, "I don't know that anyone gets anything out of seeing the same movie over and over again," talking about the Marvel movies. I imagine there's a few people out there that have seen the Godfather trilogy over and over and over again. So they do that with his films, and they certainly do it with Marvel films.
Well, you can count me among them. Thanks a lot. ABC's Jason Nathanson in Hollywood. KSL News Time, 3:49. Traffic brought to you by Mountain America's lowest visa rate ever. Glenn Thomas is in the traffic center.
Jeff, we're seeing some light congestion popping up in the Salt Lake Valley from 5600 West and Bangor Highways, both on the north end of the West Valley, sticking from California to 3500 South. Southbound 15's busy from 5300 South to Midvale, and coming out of Provo, northbound 15 busy, but a good drive over the point of the mountain into the Salt Lake Valley. Steve?
And southbound Foothill Drive, just a bit thick there from the golf course out to 21st South. We still have that crash with injuries on 90th South and 2200 West in West Jordan. And wide open speeds if you're on northbound 15 out of downtown Salt Lake City all the way up to the Layton Parkway. Got some delays up to the mall. Southbound side, wide open. Nominate someone you love for free carpet cleaning from Zero Res or schedule your own and pay $33 per room. Minimum supply online, ZeroResSaltLake.com. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the 9s. Here's the 7-day forecast with Grant Wayman.
Plenty of sun for the rest of the afternoon. Temperatures at 54. Tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, 60, and then partly cloudy, 58. The high on Wednesday, there's a slight chance of showers that day. It's cooler on Thursday, 52, but again, mostly sunny. Then it warms up. 59 Friday, lots of sun. Sunny and 65 on Saturday, a great-looking day. And 56 with more sunshine on Sunday. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
It's 54 degrees, Salt Lake 51 in Ogden, 50 in Provo. It's great to be back here in the chair. KSL News Time, 3:51.
Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News.
Hey, it's Jeff Kaplan here. When you're hiring, you don't want to waste time. You want an efficient way to get to your shortlist of qualified candidates. That's why you need Indeed.com. Used by over 3 million businesses. Post a job in minutes. Set up screener questions. Then zero in on qualified candidates using an intuitive online dashboard. And when you need to hire fast, accelerate your results with sponsored jobs. New users can try for free at Indeed.com/radio. That's Indeed.com/radio. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Finally, lens options that deliver precisely what patients have been asking for. Hoops Vision is proud to offer two new lens options as part of their state-of-the-art cataract surgery procedures, the Light Adjustable Lens and the Pan Optics Trifocal Lens. The new Light Adjustable Lens offers Hoops Vision's expert cataract surgeons the potential to provide unparalleled visual outcomes with the ability to customize the lens power specifically to the patient. And the new Pan Optics Trifocal Lens has been clinically shown to deliver an amazing combination of near, intermediate, and distance vision while dramatically reducing the need for glasses after cataract surgery. Hoops Vision is committed to offering their patients the latest technology for improved outcomes, and these lenses fit right in. Call 877-30-LASIK or visit hoopsvision.com to schedule your cataract screening and see which exciting new lens might be right for you. Hoops Vision, world-class leaders in modern cataract surgery. 877-30-LASIK or hoopsvision.com.
When it was up to me to tune up the furnace and change the filters in the house, I procrastinated and forgot. That's embarrassing because I'm a heating and air conditioning contractor. I'd been keeping the place comfortable, but I didn't do the tune-up, so my filters were so plugged that the combustion chamber was either going to turn molten red or shut itself off. We woke up with icicles on our noses. That's why I created the Whipple Service Champions Extra Privileged Service Agreement. Now thousands of Whipple Service Champion Club members, me included, count on Whipple Service Champions for regularly scheduled tune-ups on our furnaces, air conditioners, plumbing, and electrical systems. When you become a club member, you get front-of-the-line service, big discounts, free tune-ups, free safety inspections, and the best technicians in town. I guarantee it. It's time to tune up your furnace now, so call 801-444-FAST.
Whipple, they come, heating troubles all gone.
For emergencies, when you call today, we come today.
Chloe, put your helmet on.
Okay, Dad.
You work hard to protect your family, but some risks are easy to miss. Mosquito bites can spread germs that cause West Nile virus or Zika virus. Cockroaches leave behind bacteria as well as allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. stinging insects, and more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org, a public service message from the National Pest Management Association and the CDC.
We're watching Utah's Money, brought to you by Regions Blue Cross Blue Shield of Utah. Facebook announced it's given the heave-ho to 185 accounts trying to influence the election. The accounts are based in Iran and Russia. They were posting about Black Lives Matter and tensions in the Middle East. Oh, it's not just Facebook. 50 of these Russian accounts were on Instagram, which is owned by Facebook. KSL Drive's thousands of Volvo workers are facing layoffs. The company owns Mack Truck, which is grappling with an auto workers' strike. More than 3,500 employees are currently on picket lines in multiple states. Wall Street thinks Grubhub just isn't delivering. The company has lost more than half its market value this year, including a 26% loss over the last 3 months. On Wall Street today, gains. Stocks closed higher, led mostly by gains in tech companies and banks. The Dow added 57 points to 26,827. The S&P 500 gained 20 points. The NASDAQ added 73. KSL News Time, 3:55. And how about those Cougs? Time for Cougar Tracks. Here's Mitch Harper.
Can anyone figure out this BYU football team? BYU pulled off another upset, this time against the number 14-ranked Boise State Broncos with a 28-25 win at home. Head coach Kalani Sitake was thrilled with his team's performance.
Extremely proud of our players. Our assistant coaches worked their tails off for this win, and so glad we were able to put it together and have a great game plan. Had some new guys get opportunities to play. Had a true freshman start at right tackle for us and was really pleased with the way he played the game. Just really happy with the guys that stepped up and made plays. We always talked about our depth and getting opportunities to play and making sure that they're ready, and I was really proud of it.
BYU is now 3-4 on the season with a bye week coming up this week. For more on the Cougar football team, check out kslsports.com. With Cougar Tracks, I'm Mitch Harper on your legacy home of the BYU Cougars, KSL News Radio.